You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Analysis with over 70 years combined experience. This is the Bob Ryan and Jeff Goodman podcast.
NBA, some college, a little bit of everything.
You know what can I say? But it wasn't going to happen here with him. I was okay with it because it wasn't about talent, I didn't think.
All right, let's get right to it.
Well, it is my lucky week because I had Jeff Goodman all to myself, and he just got to talk earlier in the week, and now Bob Ryan gets to do the same, where each of our analysts have had the stage to themselves. So you get two versions of the Ryan Goodman Tangway Along for the Ride podcast this week. As always, it is sponsored by FanDuel, the official partner of the CLNS Media Networks. Snap in action this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place a $5 bet. All right, Bob, let's get to it, my friend. We are rocking and rolling with this NBA season. Preseason is underway. And I said it earlier, Jeff was giving me some grief. But, you know, even though the Celtics have young players, I do believe the window's short. And I think Brad Stevens realizes it for them to win it with this crew because Porzingis isn't young. Who knows if Tatum sticks around for his entire career? So I think, you know, they got a couple years here. They got to get it done in the next 2 years.
Well, the contract situation hangs over teams forever now. That's the way the world is. So it's, you know, this wouldn't have been an issue 30 years ago. You know, Larry wasn't going anywhere. Kevin wasn't going anywhere. Robert wasn't going anywhere, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. But it's an issue. So I tend to agree with you. I think you better get it done. And I'm going back to when the big trade was made and to bring in, well, the whole shifting to get Garnett and Ray Allen and construct the big three. The window, you know, we thought there was a window, but they got it done the first year. Good thing, because you saw what happened.
Right.
You know, and so, yeah, I think that you got to operate in that manner. Operate in that manner. Think that this is an urgency, that this is absolutely an opportunity, and you better take advantage of it, and don't think that you're going to have three chances. And just know, I totally agree. It should be the mentality. Now, how that manifests itself in that locker room and with the coaching staff, okay, I don't know. But yes, I would agree to that. And then the other thing, as you mentioned, Porzingis, I was going to bring up just for in general terms. I one reason I don't like predictions in any sport is that. And I'll just stick with this one. I don't like predictions. Why? Because you can't tell me who's going to be healthy in May. Tell me what team, who's going to be available in May. If you tell me, if I knew for sure what the rosters were going to be in May as we or in April, okay. Well, you don't know that. So forget all that. You know, we can analyze how teams ought to look if everybody stays healthy. That's fine. But we know there are certain people that you can't count on for sure. And Porzingis is one of them, you know, that you can't be sure he's going to be there for you when you need him. Just like one of the biggest what ifs in the NBA every year, Anthony Davis. He's an all time player. He is. He's a spectacular talent player, but you don't know when you're going to have him when you need him, and that's their big problem. And that there's several stories like that around the league in that regard. So this, yes, I would say act as if there's some urgency with this group.
Yeah, and it's interesting because even though you have the max and the super max, and they can get all this money, you just never know with a player like Tatum who, you know, if they don't win a title here, and I'm not saying I'm not blaming him. I'm not being critical. You know, I think that, you know, you're an individual, you know, you're an NBA player right now as a corporation, and they can do what they want. And, you know, some want to go home. Some want to go play with a buddy. Some want to do that, you know. Right. So I think that's my thinking with that.
That's good.
But, you know, I do like this team, though. And I like this team because of the chemistry. Now, we talked about, you know, Joe Mazzulla with Jeff Goodman, because obviously Jeff has known him since he was in high school and knew him through the college ranks and various places and in all these prep basketball games and stuff that Goodman hangs out at. He seems to be happier this year, Bob. I don't know if you've noticed it, but he seems to be a little more relaxed.
Well, it makes sense. He was thrust into a really difficult situation last year. Let's face it. No one was prepared for this. He wasn't prepared for this. And it was a question about his preparedness in general because of the fact that he had only coached at a head coach level one place, Fairmont State, and maybe a little few games in the summer league. But that's a big step up from that to the NBA, and particularly when you're being handed the keys to the Ferrari. You know, you're not being handed the keys to the Kia, but there's this pressure that comes with that. I think he'll benefit from the experience. I think that I look forward to him having a good sophomore season as a coach as he got that year under his belt, it stands to reason. And I go back to the idea that in Brad I trust. Brad picked this guy. Now, maybe he would have picked Will Hardy first if Will Hardy hadn't already gotten to Utah. Okay, fine. So this is the next guy up in that sense. Maybe, you know, if I'm just trying to guess along with Brad. Okay, fine. This is the guy. And I have faith in Brad that he's a rational person and a very bright guy. And if he thinks this guy can do the job, then I'm going to go along with it until I'm proven otherwise. And it hasn't, you know, they didn't win last year, but people came down pointing the finger at Joe. Partly the reason why they didn't win. He could have been better, and he will be better, I think. I think it stands to reason.
Well, I think the team chemistry is better. I know that you are Marcus, you know, you're a Marcus Smart fan, and we've been through that. You know, I don't know. I mean, and Jaylen Brown, too. I mean, it seemed that Jaylen and Marcus were not his guys. Now, Marcus is gone. Drew Holiday comes in. He's a quiet guy. He just does his job and does it very well. Perhaps Jaylen buys into it a little bit more because he got $300 million. You know, so it just seems that the chemistry of the room seems to be less stressful. And I think all the players buy, you know, like him, quite frankly.
I think they do. Well, remember we know Tatum likes Mazzulla. We know the first person public endorsement he got the day after the announcement that Emi was gone was from Jaylen. Jason Tatum.
Likes,
okay. You mentioned the Holiday and the personality thing. It is good that the guy coming in is obviously by all accounts is a terrific guy and is a great locker room guy. And personality wise, he's going to see what he's walking into and make his own personal adjustments. I think Brown's got a lot of Brown. I hope Brown. I worry a little bit because I hope he can block out the noise. There's going to be noise. First game, he goes 1-for-10 and dribbles and has 4 turnovers. They're going to throw the money at him. He's a target. His number is, I don't even know what his number is. Honest to God, I don't even know what his number is. I'm not a numbers guy anymore. That's unbelievable what I don't know in the numbers. But I know the number on his back is 6-7 figures or 8 figures, excuse me.
Oh, yeah. It's
so that's the number on his back. And that's the number of people will be. He better be prepared for that.
Yeah, because dollar signs
it is
on his jersey.
Universally viewed as not worthy of that contract.
There's no doubt.
Regarded as being
great
not
debate,
worthy.
Bob. I mean, it was debate. Should you have paid him? And you're like, you had to pay him.
I mean, you know, fans are skeptical, media is skeptical, the rest of the league is. Everybody's skeptical. It was an incredibly circumstantial thing to which he benefits. And fine. But there's pressure that comes with that, and I hope he can absorb that. I hope he can, you know.
Snap into action this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place a $5 bet. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is so easy to use. There's a wide range of betting options, including spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/Boston and kick off the NFL season. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in Massachusetts. Hope is here. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234. Well, the good and the bad for him is he's, you know, $300 million richer. That's the good, obviously. The bad is he has to win a title. That is the only way he will be absolved of that deal, and the pressure of that deal is he's got to win a title.
No.
That's the way it goes. I don't feel bad for him.
No, that is the way it's evolved in the world of sports. Yeah. So, but in general terms, they have enough ingredients. I don't see any more talented teams in the league. I just don't see, you know, and the great rivalry now, it's set up. Everybody's going to be, every game with Milwaukee is going to be,
sure,
you know, it's going to be circled on everybody's calendar. That's great. You know, and that's going to be the battle. And Milwaukee made their big move and they made a counter move. And it reminds me of the old days with the 76ers. They used to make counter moves, you know, when Pat Williams was running 76ers and Jan Vulcan was running the Celtics, and they would make counter moves. And I think this is a great counter move that the Celtics were able to move and make, especially given the fact that they lost Smart, you know, in the process of everything. And no, this is great. I'm so looking forward to these confrontations with the Milwaukee.
I love your shirt, Bob. And as always with our conversations, we will go off the rails a little bit. And looking at that shirt, I just think of when you talk about Mazzulla as the coach, you know, going to play a little game here. I'm going to mention three coaches, and because as we know, Brendan Malone, who I'm sure you know, he passed away, a longtime veteran NBA guy. So let's start with Bill Fitch. Could Bill Fitch coach today?
Oh, well, technically, of course.
I mean, yes, technically, but that's not what
would he about. Have been willing to make the necessary adjustment? I doubt it. I think he would have a hard time. He's such a hard ass. He was, you know. By the way, I had a great relationship with him, unlike some other members of the media. But I really, you know, and we hit it off very well. But you know, in the end, he wore out people. He wore out the team. He right. lost the team, everybody but Larry. I'm telling you right now, in '83 when they got swept, you know, that team quit on him and everybody but Larry and. He was just, it'd be very difficult for him in this climate. I think but he's bright, of course, but would he be stubborn too, you know, and yeah. It would have been a tough time for him.
Yeah. And Casey obviously would have been great.
But Casey, you know, Mr. Get Along, you know, that Casey was his universe, his positive traits stand the test of time, because what his great asset was, he knew how to win games and he related to the jocks in a way that they appreciated and that's it. I mean, he was the perfect guy for the 85-86 Celtics and one of the worst guys for the 86-87 Celtics when right. you needed to go out there and do some more coaching and not just tell him what, you know, call times out and he's a good guy.
Yeah, Larry, what do you want to do?
What if there was an app that used AI and machine learning to suggest smart sports bets? Well, there is. It's called Odds Are. It's the mobile app you need to know what bets of the day are the smart ones. Download the app, sign up for an account, and let the latest data analysis guide you through today's point spreads, money lines, and over-unders. If you see green, that's a smart bet. If you see yellow, you're on your own. If you see red, don't do it. Odds Are, it doesn't take your bet. It makes you better at it. With Odds Are on your mobile phone, you're a tap away from making a smart play. It's smart betting made simple. Find the Odds Are app in the App Store or on Google Play. Get a 2-week free trial. It's just $10 a month after that. The casinos and sportbooks want you to bet. Odds Are want you to win. So go get it. The Bob Ryan and Jeff Goodman podcast listeners actually have a special deal too. Get your first 30 days of the app free just go to oddsr.com/Bob Jeff to download the app. That's oddsr.com/Bob Jeff. 30 days of smart betting, free. We'd call that a winning bet.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now
let's go back to Tommy Heinsohn. Now, The reason I bring up Tommy is because obviously we both knew him very well. I worked with him closely. And I think what people don't understand about Tommy is when I would talk to him, he, to me, sounded like a player's coach more than people thought. So how would Tommy do today?
Well, first of all, Tommy is an exceptionally bright person and could have been basketball was his chosen avenue, you know, in life, but he could have been a success. He was a successful insurance salesman, but award-winning, apparently. We know he's an artist. The man was really a fascinating human being. And I think he would have looked to see how I have to be. You know, I think he was even adjusting at the time he got fired at the time. I think he would have been fine. I think he would have made adjustments. I do.
Yeah, I do too. And I think people think of Tommy as this big, rough, tough, you know, He would have made adjustments. I always love the story. Game 7, 1974 Milwaukee Bucks series that they won. He told a joke. He always said, I go, what was your pregame speech? He goes, I told a joke. I go, can you tell me the joke? He said, nope. I don't know if he forgot it or it's just too dirty.
Now, people still think that, you know, we were forever enemies. It was far from the truth. You know, we did have a falling out during my first tenure with the Celtics. And then everything got patched up. And for the next 42 years, you know, we were quite friendly. So,
Tommy used to get mad at me. I mean, come on. I mean, that's the thing about Tommy is he would, and Mike too. I mean, Gorman will tell you, you know, that sometimes by the end of the season, they would be like, all right, enough of you. I got to go.
It's so funny. There's a word he used to use. I used to go around with him in the days when, you know, you go in the next town, there'd be a luncheon and you'd speak and I'd go out with him and he introduced me to a word that I love, inculcate. He always talked about inculcating things and you don't hear that word too often, but it was a very appropriate use of the word, I can assure you always.
Well, I don't even know what it means.
And incorporate into a
Okay. Got it. Yeah. And then finally, I think that Red Auerbach would have been a phenomenal coach today.
Red was a my way or the highway guy, though, in a lot of ways. But another bright person that chose basketball. You know, he would have been a successful CEO and, you know, fill in the blank no question. So interesting. Yeah, how he would have adjusted.
That's because good. I always remember maybe with Russell, you know, Russell wanted to take the day off. He let him take the day off.
He treated them all differently.
Right.
Vince Lombardi. This was the opposite of Vince Lombardi. The mythology about Lombardi, you know, treats us all, you know, no. Oh, they'll all tell you this. He didn't yell at Charmin. He didn't yell at Cousy. Heinsohn understood that he was the whipping boy because he was the surrogate guy to be yelled at, that they absorb it for everybody else. He treated Russell, oh my God, as Russell got older, Russell didn't want to practice or didn't, oh, no problem. He figured he's going to play 46 minutes tomorrow night, so why do I have to run him into the ground today? You know, Red understood all that. Oh, no. Yeah, in terms of people person, he was, he read people beautifully. Yeah,
good question. Yeah, so anyways, so I digress, Bob.
Yes.
So as we look ahead to the season, the general manager's poll on NBA.com, they had 50% of them said the Celtics would win the East. A third of them said the Celtics would win it all.
Mm-hmm.
I think that number's right. I think that number is accurate. I think it could be Denver. I think it could be the Celtics. I think it could be Milwaukee. I think, and I to your point, it's always about health. But I think it's those three right there.
And I will not, we should never dismiss Miami. As right now, as long as Ulster's there and Jimmy Butler is as tough minded as he is, you know, and as Jeff Goodman has told us, this is what he wants Tatum to be, you know, turn into Jimmy Butler. I don't think that's going to happen, but in that regard, but I respect Miami. I pay them total respect. And so I must include them. I would never dismiss them unilaterally. Interesting to see how Denver fares as a defending champion. But you know, they got one thing, they're going to have hopefully a healthier Murray this year, Jamal Murray, which they didn't even have.
Right.
And they won anyway. You know, they got that phenomenal player in the middle and all that. Let me throw a name at you that we all forgot about, you know, and I'm reading the New York papers every day. And I'm just curious to see how it's going to work out, because he's the most interesting, as I said, the most flawed great player, alleged, you know, player of consequence in history of the league. And that's Ben Simmons. There's never been anything as odd as Ben Simmons in my regard. He's, you know, and he says now he's as healthy and as mentally clear as he's been. And you have to pay respect to the guy. He did have, you know, mental issues were a problem, and we must respect that. But he still has, if he's still going to have the exact same game, don't forget, folks, this is a guy that won't shoot beyond 3 feet as a rule.
Right.
And, you know, but he was all defensive level player when he was in his, you know, playing well, and he's a just good distributor. He's back. And I want to see how that affects that team. Not that they're a contender or anything, but I'm curious about him. And of course, the other name that in the division that, you know, we all know that is James Harden, and what's going to be the resolution with James Harden. That's a big X factor. And where Philly could possibly fit into anything, you know, as a result of all this is going to be interesting. Remember, they have the defending MVP, you know, now. And by the way, did you see he has declared he will play for USA in Paris next year?
That's good.
We need him. And we need him, because we are so in such short supply of American-born bigs, you know, fives, if such as they are. Yeah. Anyway, but Ben Simmons, keep your eye on it. I'm curious. I've mocked the guy a lot, and I feel bad about that, because a lot of his problems were really, you know, were mental problems. But it is an odd game that he has, and I'm curious to see him come back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, he's a terrific player in his own way. And as you said, with anybody that has battled that, and I think we've all been touched by that in one way or another, you want to see somebody come back and succeed.
Yeah.
You know, that's for sure.
He's not a bad person. I mean, that's
all. Oh, God, no. No, and it's not like, but you know how it is, Bob. In today's society, people thought he quit.
Yeah.
You
know, oh, no.
He didn't. Yeah. That's not what we're talking about.
He was really messed up. And so let's see what happens here. I'm curious about that.
Do you have any other themes, Bob? Anything else you're looking for this season?
Well, yes. And we got a glimpse of it the other night. And that is, how about schedule making? We get Victor Wembanyama's maiden voyage is the same night as Chet Holmgren's. And they both showed you, they both teased us with, oh boy, maybe, oh boy. You know, you saw that up and under that Wembanyama made?
Yes.
And Holmgren, you know, who, you know, didn't get to play last year. The two tall, skinny guys are here, folks, and they got multiple skills that it's going to be. I got my eye on both of them. I mean, let's face it. San Antonio, for a lousy team, is appointment TV this year. As long as it's with this kid, you want to see this kid play. And I'm curious to see Holmgren play. So that's good for the league, you know, really good for the league to have these things. The other thing, so I got them, and that's going to be interesting. And of course, the eternal, you know, fascination is the Lakers. Any team that LeBron's on will be a team of fascination. And as he enters year 21,
it's mind blowing to me.
I mean, and as he's the worst, you know, the worst he's going to be is an all-star.
Oh, I know.
He's going to be. He won't be the MVP, you know. But you know, he's going to be worthy of being an all-star. He's kept himself in such phenomenal condition. He's such an anomaly, and I really get upset when people, the LeBron haters, you know, get over the decision that was 13 years ago. How can people look at this guy and the way he plays this game? The respect he has for this game, the way he plays this game, the team-oriented game that he has, and not appreciate the game. I don't understand why people. I don't get LeBron haters at all. And I
never understood it, because he took less money to go to Miami and he went to win.
Yeah, yeah.
He went to win, and everybody always says, with, oh, well, you know, these star athletes, it's always about the money. He went to win. He went 2 out of 4, right? So now people are saying, well, he should have won all 4. I mean, come on.
Everything about him has always been about the team game. He and it goes back to high school and that famous documentary. And you saw it right there, and it's never changed, I don't think. So anyway, the Lakers.
Well, people have always said, you know, Jordan and, you know, if you had a chance to go to dinner with either Jordan or LeBron, you want to go with LeBron.
Well, that's an interesting one. I'm not sure about that part, but
LeBron. I think that Michael has always been very intense. I mean, LeBron is a very affable guy. I mean, LeBron is like, I just think they're two different
people. Yeah, so that's a fascination. That's my list there. I got Boston, Milwaukee. I got Harden. I got Simmons. I got Lakers always. They're always a discussion. One more, of course. And I know you've heard me. This is I'm getting to be in the broken record kind of mode here. I want to see how the Knicks do. And I like having the idea that they're good if they can be good, because I think that's good for the league, because they are will eternally be a polarizing thing. You know, New York's New York. People, it's been a while since we've had a viable New York team. And I think it's good for the league to have one. And they're going to be, you know, pesky. How's that?
I think that's good. And I like the coach. I've always liked the coach.
Yeah. So, and by the way, one thing about Milwaukee, you know, we don't know what kind of coach Adrian Griffin's going to be.
He's got
pressure too. You talk about Mazzulla. Well, same thing when they handed him the keys to a sports car too. So we'll see how he does.
That's a really good point. And I didn't even think about that, because.
Yeah. That just occurred to me. Just as we were preparing,
You got a veteran team. You got a veteran team, and maybe it's the Casey Jones thing. I mean, maybe, you know, you got a veteran team coming in. You got Lillard. I don't know how much coaching has to be done as opposed to managing personalities.
Yeah.
An ex-player will help.
Yeah.
You know, an ex-player.
Well, and he was a gritty. I remember him as well. He was a gritty player. But, you know, anyway, that's it. But still, he's a rookie coach, and we'll see how that happens. Breaks out.
Great T-shirt, Bob. I love it.
Well, you know, and I don't know where I got it. I don't know who gave it to me or when but I figured, you know, we're here. This is Happy New Year, everybody. The season's about to start, and let's go. Yeah.
All right.
Nice to
Bob Ryan Show, Jeff Goodman and Bob, I think we'll be back together next week, but I will tell you this, people, because Jeff has a new gig. He's writing a lot. He's traveling a lot. And we will not hesitate to do 2 separate if the schedule requires it. So you will both get your Ryan and Goodman fill each week. Bob, have a good week.
Thank you very much.
New FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. Plus, all customers who bet $5 will get $100 off NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube at YouTube TV.